This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Some things you don't have to go through. It's not necessary. But some things, some of y'all just make it necessary. You're not paying no attention to God. I mean, if you escape that one situation, why are you going back in it? And you know, God will turn around and say, you know what, I love them, but I'm going to step back and give them a little let alone and let them just go on through this thing. So when they come out, they're going to want me. Because God don't want you to have something to do with him because it's a requirement. You don't want your husband to come in and say, well, I got to love you, so I guess I will. Because you know how you are. You'll start titching your head. No, you ain't got to do nothing. Well, my God don't do his head like that. But what he's saying is I want you to want me because you want me.
Calling all men, September 9th and 10th, join men from all over the world for Mentality Men's Conference. You don't want to miss this free conference. Register now. Text MENTALITY to 51555 or scan the QR code on your screen. See you September 9th and 10th with Creflo Dollar. Visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org and grab your free seat. Register now.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let the sun shine bright in you. We're saved by his grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
If you have your Bibles, glory to God. Go with me to the book of Romans chapter 4 and 16. This is something that has been in my spirit all week. And I've been sharing it as much as I possibly can. We've been talking about grace for daily life, grace for everyday life. And I think one of the things I want to do, first of all, is let's review the definition I gave you on grace and just see how far we've come with just what we've learned and look at it again and check it out. All right, so grace, we've just said over a period of time, there's unmerited favor, and it is favor, but it's so much more than unmerited favor. Grace is the unmerited. Now, what do I say? What do I mean when I use the word unmerited? It means undeserved. You can't work for it. You can't earn it. It's literally something that's given as a gift without you having to do anything to get it or deserve it. That's strong. Now, the first thing we recognize is that grace is not just a curriculum. Grace is a person. So how do you put all that together? And I know it's pretty lengthy, but this is something that, you know, we shared earlier on in this series, and you've been working on memorizing it and placing it in memory. But grace is an unmerited, abounding. When something abounds, it increases. It's unmerited, abounding provision. Unmerited, abounding provision. Something you don't earn. It keeps increasing. And what is it that keeps increasing? It's provision. It's the unmerited, abounding provision of the unrestricted. The unrestricted operation of God's love. Well, why is it unrestricted? Because Jesus has satisfied justice and he satisfied sin. Under the Old Testament, his love was restricted. He couldn't love without restriction because sin hadn't been paid for. There was no Jesus to pay for sins, and justice hadn't been fulfilled. So the God of justice, if a man did something, he had to die because the justice hadn't been fulfilled. Oh, but because of Jesus, the sin penalty has been paid, and because of Jesus, justice has been taken care of. So grace is that unmerited, abounding provision of the unrestricted operation of God's love, which means there is nothing that will restrict God's full release of love towards you. Unrestricted operation of God's love, glory to God, that works and operates, and this definition says it's the unrestricted operation of His infinite love. His love doesn't stop. It's an infinite love. And it works and comes through Jesus Christ. So you can't get grace without Jesus, because it's Jesus, then grace comes out of Jesus, and truth comes out of grace. It comes through Jesus Christ for mankind, especially for those who depend on Him. Look at that for a moment. It's on the screen. Yeah, look at that for a moment. Look at this. Unmerited, abounding provision. The provision that's keeps increasing. What is the provision you need on earth today? What is the thing that you lack that grace says, I'll increase upon you? What is the thing that you need and grace says, I've got the provision? Now I understand Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory through and by Christ Jesus. That is not a result of the money you put into play. That is a result of Jesus that died on the cross and released His grace and made it available unto you with no restrictions. And those of you who have gotten born again and declare, I believe, the day you said, I believe you, Jesus, He is now able to love you with no restrictions. He is now able to provide for you with no restriction. Even your crazy can't stop. Your crazy can't restrain Him from loving you. Your sinful behavior, now that you're born again, because if you didn't know it, saved people miss the mark. But your missing the mark is not strong enough to restrict God's love for you. And everything that you can think of, that you may think, or the devil's caused you to think, that somehow or another you've done something so bad that God can't love you and God can't take care of you. No, God says, because of what Jesus has done, my love is unrestricted. You can't stop it. I don't care how crazy you get, how bad you are, my love will continue to abound in your life and provisions with it, and I'll still take care of you. Even when you don't and you turn your back on me, I'm going to still be right there. You're not going to divorce me. You're not going to separate me. You're not going to put me away. Soon as you turn your back on me, I'm going to be working to get you to turn right back around, because you can't restrict my love. Can you ever recall in your life as a Christian where something didn't go right and you thought, man, I really messed up. God don't want to have nothing to do with me no more. I wonder if He loves me. And you actually limited God and said, well, how can I expect for God to do this for me after I did that? And how can I expect for God to do that for me after I did that? And you got to remember what David said. David says, I don't even know what I would be if I had not believed for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But remember what God says. He says, with my goodness, I have supplied an ample amount of mercy. So God says, I can be good to you and show mercy to you. And mercy is, you know, what you deserve, you don't get. What you're going to get is my unrestricted love. So when the provisions show up and you know you didn't deserve it, that's God's unrestricted love. So here's the thing you got to do. You got to learn how to mature and stop holding on to the baby bottle and drinking milk. Some things you don't have to go through. It's not necessary. But some things, some of y'all just make it necessary. You're not paying no attention to God. I mean, if you escape that one situation, why are you going back in it? And you know, God will turn around and say, you know what, I love them, but I'm going to step back and give them a little let long and let them just go on through this thing, so when they come out, they're going to want me. Because God don't want you to have something to do with Him because it's a requirement. You don't want your husband to come in and say, well, I got to love you, so I guess I will. Because you know how you are. You'll start titching your head. No, you ain't got to do nothing. Well, my God don't do his head like that. But what he's saying is what he's saying is I want you to want me because you want me. I want to be wanted. So what is it going to take in your life before you finally get to the place where you're saying, I want you because I want you. I want you. I want you because I want you. I don't want you because, you know, I show out at church or have a nice little dance at church, but I want you because in those times where I'm all by myself, where I can't lie to you because you already know the truth, and you show up, and the fact that you showed up after this crazy, and all of a sudden, that's when you really know I got a relationship with God, because you're walking around with a relationship with God, and you don't care what nobody got to think about you. Oh, I got to figure out how to make it through this sermon right here, boy. Because I want him. And now you're not afraid to die. You're not afraid of what comes on. You're not afraid of what bills do. You're not afraid of what the bank account is. You're not afraid of none of that no more. Because you found out that you're the beloved of God. There's nothing like that day when God whispers in your ear and he says, for no reason at all, you ain't praying, you ain't in church, you ain't doing nothing. You might be driving your car or at the grocery store for no reason at all. You take a step and you hear him say, you know I love you, don't you? I'm not talking about having church. I'm not talking about the religiosity of church. I'm not talking about the program of church. I'm talking about a personal relationship with a God who will love you with unmerited, abounding provision. His operation is not hindered anymore. He will love me all the way until he appears. Yeah. Now, here's the key. The key to the power, the key to the breakthrough is, can you believe that he loves you like that? Can you believe it? What is it that you got to go through before you settle it? That God loves me and I know it. And you can't tell me no difference. Because you don't know what I've been through. You don't know where I've been. You don't know the ditch I fell in. You don't know how I came close to death's door. You don't know none of that. And neither do I need to prove it to you.
See, this is the thing about your relationship with God. You don't need to prove it to nobody. You don't need to prove to somebody you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't need to do that. You know it because you know he loves you. God loves me. When you close your eyes and you die, you ain't got to be scared about going to hell. And you sit up there, well, I didn't do this and I didn't. No. You did one thing. It took a long time, but you did one thing. It was right. You made Jesus the Lord of your life. And people don't go to hell for sinning. People go to hell for rejecting Jesus Christ. And as long as you didn't reject him and you know he loves you, it ought to be a peaceful passing. For people who have a real relationship with God, staying here gets hard. Because you're like, oh, I can't wait to see you. And you'll know him. He won't walk past you and you not know who it was. I remember John Avanzina told me, we were in the back, he was here preaching one Sunday morning. He said, Brother Creflo, he says, I'm getting up in my age. I'm an old man now. And he says, I want to make sure that I spend more time loving people
and spend more time getting to know Jesus, because I don't want to walk by him in heaven and not know who he is. It's real. This is not religion. This is a relationship. This is not a religion. And then you get to say, well, I don't agree with that religion, but I agree with this religion. And that religion is all right. This is not a religion. This is real simple. Do you know him? Have you come to know who he is? Have you experienced his love? Do you believe his love? And when you know and believe his love, then his provisions will be abounding. His love will be unrestricted. His provisions will be unmerited. And you don't have to sit and count how many goody-goody things you did this week to deserve that. God said you deserved it the day you got born again and believed me.
I hadn't started preaching my sermon yet. I apologize. I'm just so tired of religion. I'm so tired of religion. I'm so tired of your religion. I'm so tired of your Christian t-shirts as you proclaim something on the shirt that ain't even in your heart. I don't know, maybe I'm too free. People say, you need to watch your mouth. I don't want to watch my mouth. I've been watching it long enough. I got to preach the gospel of grace even when people don't like it, even when they leave the church, even when they talk about me. I got to preach this gospel of grace. I was under the law and under the religion so long, but now I have been set free by the power of God's blood. I will preach the grace. I'll preach the gospel. And he said, then the end will come.
And I'm not gonna stop preaching it.
Now, when we going to something else, that's all it is. Jesus is all it is. Ain't nothing else. Jesus, that's it. Jesus is it. That's it. But when are we gonna talk about the therapeutic way to love one another in marriage? Go see a marriage counselor. But the gospel is about a man. Hallelujah. It's about God who became a man. Hallelujah. And he got in flesh and he died for you to move the restrictions so that God could love you without any bounds and without any restriction. And then he got up on the third day and he was seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And one day he's gonna stand up and he's coming back again. And then those who are alive and remain shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and they shall be caught up to meet him in the air. That's the gospel. It's all about Jesus. Ain't nothing else. It's all about Jesus.
I so apologize for all this screaming and hollering. Please, please.
Yeah, You all know something's coming. You know this thing's getting ready to wrap up, you know that. Before it wraps up, there's a move of God that's gonna hit this planet that will be unlike any move of God that's ever hit this planet. And the Lord spoke to me yesterday. He said, oh, it's already started. He says, I will do in one day when it took 5 years. Things are accelerating now. Prophecy has to come to pass. And if you've read the prophecy, it's not a pretty picture, but it has to come to pass. You can't cast out prophecy like you cast out devils. But in the middle of it, and to keep us distracted from it, there will be a move of God and manifestations of the Spirit that will be coming through you. If you're not afraid enough to say it so they can see it, if you're not afraid enough to lay hands on sick so they can be healed, I dare you to start walking in the anointing and the authority that God has given you. You watch, you're gonna see miracles in your home, around the table. You're gonna see them at the grocery store. You're gonna see them amongst your friends when y'all get together and thought y'all were gonna have a good time and the Holy Ghost sat down in front of you. You're gonna see it. He will begin to do exploits. And he's gonna use you. It's not gonna be the popular preacher. Are you kidding me? My job is the easiest as it's ever been. Preach the gospel. But you guys, all of this anointing that's sitting in this room, all of this anointing that's on the stream, you think God just been having you sitting around for no reason at all? There's a grace takeover getting ready to happen. You don't want the credit. All you said, the Lord just told me to do that and I did it. The Lord just told me to say that and I said it. And you're gonna start beholding exploits. Yeah, I'll say that. Starting today, saith the Spirit of God. No, this is not something that is coming. It's been coming. It's here. Grace is the unmerited, abounding provision of the unrestrained operation of God's infinite love. It happens through Jesus Christ. It is on our behalf, on behalf of mankind. Here's the part I want you to get, especially for those who depend on Him. How many of you depend on God? I depend on Him. Some men trust in horses and chariots. I trust in Him. I depend on Him. I depend on Him. I dismiss my whatever it was called. And I just said, Lord, I depend on You. I don't know what to do in the middle of a pandemic. I don't know what to do in the middle of people being demonically influenced. I don't know what to do when people don't even know truth no more. They're making up stuff and calling it truth. He said, preach the gospel. Preach it in season and out of season. Preach it. And when stuff comes to try to mess with you, just go ahead and go through it. Go through it. Don't camp out there. Go on, go through it. Don't debate with people. Don't argue with folks. Let them do what they need to do. Pray for them. The Lord have God. I depend on God to change you. I'm not going to get in no debate. I'm not debating the scriptures. Why would I want to do that? I don't need to debate it. I already know it works. It's just like me taking a recipe for a chocolate cake and debate with you whether or not this makes a chocolate cake when I have made it 20 times. I don't need to talk to you. I don't need to say nothing to you. I already know. I've been in the kitchen. So grace is provision for everything that pertains to life.
Have you ever wondered what God made available to you through grace? Creflo Dollar reveals the provisions contained within this unique gift from God in his series, Grace, God's provision for the believer.
It is grace upon grace that removes fear and it gives assurance. It brings stability and direction to your earthly life. God says, I'm going to cause my goodness to get on you when you don't think it ought to be on you, and it's going to change your mind about the dumb behavior that you did, and I'm going to have you walk in grace upon grace upon grace until you can't hardly take it no more, because his mercy kept showing up when you know you didn't deserve it, and grace upon grace upon grace upon grace.
For a love gift of $25 or more plus shipping and handling, this four-message series can be yours today. Simply call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click on eStore. Take the first steps on the path of righteousness today. No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. Tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Have you ever had God save somebody in your family and they were no good for nothing dirty, but he saved them anyway, sanctified them, filled them with the Holy Ghost?
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times.
I open my heart, I open my mind, I open myself up to God possibilities, to God happenings, God encounters, whatever he wants to do, however he wants to do it, but I refuse to live in the past.
We're in this together. No matter where we are world changers. See you online.
Do you have a burning desire to see lives changed by the gospel of grace? If so, prayerfully consider supporting Creflo Dollar Ministries financially. You may not be called to preach in a pulpit or perform missions work in another country, but you assist those who are called to do these things each time you give financial gifts to this ministry. God bless you, and I'll see you next time right here on Changing Your World.
To support our kingdom mission of winning souls for Jesus, you may call us or give online at CreflodollarMinistries.org. Thank you for giving and enabling us to share this gospel of grace all over the world.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.